Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several of those languages are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are tuning in for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. The Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. You know as well as I do that we cannot rely on the words of men because men change. But God is unchanging. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The psalmist, David, said in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." My friend, that means you can depend on God's word. Because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world in different languages. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. Recently, some of our staff were in the African country of Malawi to meet and confer with our ministry partners there. And they found a great hunger for the Word of God and a great need for biblical teaching that can help people to grow deeper in their walk of faith. Copies of God's Word are available, but they're very expensive. The average person can't afford to buy one. So we look forward to expanding our Bible distribution ministry there in that country. Now, in just a few moments, we'll present today's teaching, More Than Existence. But before we do, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we bow in your holy presence. We acknowledge you as the giver of every good gift. We worship you and we praise your name. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from your word, open my heart and the heart of each person who is listening to receive what you have for us today. Change us more and more into the likeness and image of your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray in his name. Amen. Now, here's Dr. Yoder.
Our earth is teeming with life, plant life and animal life. The scientists have made hundreds of classifications. There are land animals and sea animals, all shapes and sizes. Some are too small to see, but all are affected by the life-death cycle. Some live long years, and some only a few minutes. We are a part of Earth life, but we have another quality which puts us in a different level of existence. We have more than existence. Jesus spoke of that extra quality we are capable of. And I want to read this passage in John 6, 51 to 59. You follow in your Bible, and let's see what Jesus has to say about more than existence. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus says to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who eats me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and are dead, but he who eats this bread shall live forever. He said these things in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. From the words of Jesus, I draw several clear statements to show you the possibility of more than existence. First, there is an unavoidable decision, and it must be individual. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. That is an unavoidable decision. You must make that decision. Nobody else can make it for you. It is your individual decision, and it is conditional, if any man. It is not compulsory. There's no forcing here. It is rather all your decision, but it is an unavoidable decision. You must make it. And then it is directional, because Jesus is the focal point. He said, if anyone eats this bread, and he said, I am the living bread. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you have no life. This is an unavoidable decision which you must make. But I want you to see that this means there is a possibility of more than existence. Those who hear him sometimes try to reason it out without success. But Jesus made this very clear. This is an unavoidable decision, and it is individual. There is also an unequaled provision. That's statement number two. He said, unless you eat, you have no life in you. But remember, the other week we were talking about verse 35, where all this is so beautifully explained, because Jesus said there, he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes on me shall never thirst. Without that experience, there can be no life. Jesus made that positive here. There is an unequaled provision. Coming and believing. So he said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Do you understand that Jesus says, when you come, you are satisfied. When you believe, your thirst is quenched. Because he said, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. But keep in mind that verse 35 tells us exactly how that is experienced. An unequaled provision. Experience assures us relationship, because as the Father had sent him and he lives by the Father, so those who believe in him live by him. That is really beautiful. There's complete union with Jesus. This is an unequaled provision. He gave all that we might receive life by believing. This gives us more than existence. We are not merely an animal, though we do have life, mortal life. But ours is much, much more than that. There is here an unequaled provision. And the third statement is, there is an unquestioned possession. just as sure as God is sure. Jesus said, "As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who eats me, even he shall live by me." Just as sure as God the Father and God the Son were thus related, so surely we are related to him when we come as he has defined it for us. The realization can be yours. I'm glad to testify that I have had that relationship. I have it now because I believe in Jesus Christ. I've come to him, and my thirst has been satisfied, and my hunger has been taken care of. You see, manna was no protection against death. Their fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died. But Jesus said, "He who eats this bread shall live forever." I am trying to point out to you that we have more than existence, and this bread provides the basis for that more than existence. Jesus included you when he said, "He shall live by me." Yes, my friend, the Lord has made a wonderful provision, and your possession can be exactly what he said it would be, that you live by him. This is no sign of weakness, but it results in great strength. We are made for more than existence. We are made for God. The Bible informs us about that. These statements should show you this truth. We have more than existence. There is an unavoidable decision which you must make. But there is also an unequaled provision which God has made. And there is an unquestioned possession which can be yours. It is for more than existence.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. My friend, do you believe what Jesus has said? Have you found life in him? Do you have the witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart? If you do, we'd like to hear about it. We'd like to join you in giving glory to God. You can send your testimony to us by email using this address, mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And when you send your testimony, you can also request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, More Than Existence. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And when you send your testimony, you can also request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, More Than Existence. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will speak on an intriguing subject, beyond the material. You won't want to miss that. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.